Hi, and welcome back to another episode of Unmasking Parenting. I'm your host, Dot the Doula, and on this podcast, we talk about everything from birth, labor, and postpartum regarding the things that we don't usually talk about, right? The things that are hidden in the dark, swept under the rug, that you only find out when you've entered parenting blindly. And so we have decided to create a podcast where we are putting them out in the open and we want everybody to know about them. Please feel free to share, like, subscribe, depending on where you're listening, and send this to someone that may need to hear this today. Not because we're trying to scare them into not having babies, but because we want them to be aware, to learn a few things, and to gain some new skills. So thank you for joining us. On today's episode, we are going to talk about the five, myths, things that people assume about the birthing person that just simply are not true. The first thing we're going to talk about is about the snapback. I remember I always thought that I was going to have a baby. Everything was going to be normal. Everything was going to be Gucci. Like, I was just going to go back into this beautiful shape. No, not so much. There's a lot of things that can happen after, first of all, you pushed out a baby through the vagine. There was a lot of hormones that affected the body. And then after the baby, and postpartum, some people are swollen. The lips are sometimes swollen. Sometimes you have to use like ice pad, or you have to use numbing spray if you had a tear. All those things can cause for you and your vagina to be on a weird relationship. The reality is that in postpartum, we suffer from vaginal dryness, pelvic floor weakness. Those people who've watched episodes prior, I talk about needing a pelvic floor therapist. A while ago, that wasn't a thing, but now we know that women need that. So there might be some pelvic floor weakness. How do you deal with your vagina just not being the same? First of all, patience. It took your body 9 through 10 months to grow this baby. Be patient with yourself. Show yourself some grace and know that there are tools and tricks to help you get back or grow into a different vagine. Okay. So Kegel exercises, it's on TikTok, YouTube. Kegel exercises are not just about, oh, you're going to have the best S, E, the rest that anybody ever had. No, it's not about that. It's about the fact that you need your pelvic floor back. Can we worry about ourselves for a second? Your pelvic floor is weak and that's not good. So do some Kegel exercises so you can get back your pelvic floor. It's not even about a man. If you have a dry vagina, look for some things in the pharmacy that can help with that. Now, some natural things, you guys can check and see if these things would work for you. Talk to your medical provider. But clove water, very helpful with restoring pH balance. Definitely look into some herbal medication or some just regular things that were spices that we cook with that may be able to help with that. The second one is urinary incontinence, the unwanted leak. We know this one. We make light of it all the time. However, I do think it's more common than people realize because for some, it doesn't last forever. However, the assumption is that the people who get it are older women, those old ladies. No. I actually have one client who had this issue after the birth of her first. And it took some time for her to get it back, but she was somebody who was like, couldn't go like 10 minutes. If she drank a tea, like point her to the nearest restroom because it was coming down. And if she didn't find it, it was coming down on her body. Like she wasn't pregnant anymore, but this was just this was just something she had to deal with after having baby. The reality is after childbirth, especially with the vaginal delivery, this can occur. And many women experience it. It can happen when sneezing, when laughing, which is the one we see most often, or when we're exercising. Some of the solutions, like we talked about, is that pelvic floor therapist, some Kegel exercises, and to straighten those muscles. Emotionally, though, it could be a little embarrassing, right? It could make you feel a little bad. It could make you feel a little like, man, oh my gosh, like I'm a young spring chicken and here I just had this baby and my pelvic floor is all messed up and I can't laugh without peeing on myself or sneeze. And so it can have an effect on us emotionally. We might not feel like we want to go outside. But guess what? If you're wearing a Depends, I wouldn't know. No, you're not old. However, while you're working on it, right? Because you're going to work on it. You're going to actively try to work on this. While you're working on it, a Depends is something that you can wear. I know a lot of people feel some type of way about them. Well, I'm here to tell you that I wear Depends. I wear Depends when I am on my menstrual. After I had my first baby, they were giving me these like, I would call them like underwear, like pad underwears at the hospital. And I realized I just like them so much more than pads. It's like an underwear. I felt nice and safe. And I asked the nurse, like, where do you guys get these? And she was like, oh, we get them from a medical company. She was like, but you know, like if you want some to go home with, like Depends works great too. Like you can put a pad inside the Depends. And I was like, that's super smart. So that's what I use. And after my postpartum for both my kids, that's exactly what I did. I had Depends waiting for me at home and I was able to use them. You can buy them at any pharmacy, Walmart, online. There's no shame about it. Just removing shame. Leave it at the door. There were like 10 people in your vagine at once in a room with strangers. You had no idea who they were. If you gave birth in a hospital, if you gave birth at home, well, then you had a nice, quiet birth, maybe. What I'm trying to say is let the shame go. Number three, changes in libido. Guys, girls, your libido is going to change. It's going to take a little hit. Okay, it doesn't mean that it's going to stay that way forever. However, if you notice that it's becoming a long-term issue, please go see someone, preferably an endocrinologist. But go see somebody. Go see your OBGYN and say, hey, I'm having this problem, or your primary care physician, and they'll refer you to whomever you need to go see. Because there are some people that their hormones do not come back in the way that it was. And so they need to get that checked out. They need to get that leveled out so that the libido will come back. But if you notice that your libido's gone down in postpartum, that is not a surprise. Your hormones, you had a hormone drop. After having a baby, your hormones drop drastically. Like when you're pregnant, they're building for 9 to 10 months. Nice and even pace, you know, you're going to. After you have the baby, it's a drop. It's like when you're on a roller coaster, and that's what it did. And so balance, equilibrium, throw it out the window when it comes to these hormones, okay? So it's not a surprise that your libido may be in. Other things that may affect libido, the way you see yourself. If you look in the mirror and you're like, I don't like what I'm seeing, then maybe that might have some effect on your libido. Because I don't know anybody that likes to go into intimate, sexy time with their partner, hating their body. You're going to feel like it's a chore. You're going to resent your partner. You're going to resent the action. You're not going to want to participate. It's not fun. Okay. And so those things affect your libido. And then if you are breastfeeding, you had a baby attached to your nips are hurting, you might not want anybody touching your nips, your boobs, your stomach, your vagina. Okay. You just might not be at that place. Early on in postpartum, you just might not be there again. Give yourself some patience. You will get there. And if you notice, again, it's becoming a long term, you know what to do. All right? So the assumption is that after birth, many people believe they're just going to go right back into doing what they did. I mean, more power to you if you can. I'm speaking for those of us who don't feel that way. I'm speaking to you that if you get to that point and you don't feel that way, there's nothing wrong with you. This is quite normal. Unless it becomes a long-term thing, which at that case, if you're out of, you know, your baby's a year old and you're like, babe, that libido never came back. It might be time to go see somebody. Sometimes it's the mental and emotional well-being of our relationships and of ourselves too. Okay? Keep that in mind. So the reality is hormone changes affect these things. Physical recovery, birth trauma, labor trauma affects our libido. Take time to reconnect with your partner. Take time to reconnect with your partner. I very, very much believe that spending alone time with your partner, at least a dedicated, uninterrupted hour to 2 hours a week, is important. Not talking about the baby, not talking about the business of living, right? Financials, chores, whatever, but talking about our connection, our passion, are what made us get here in the first place. Having fun, doing what we did when we first connected with one another, reconnecting with your partner, okay? You need to be very open in communication. You need to be very honest. If there's something that is lacking, you need to say it. Remember, people cannot read your mind. And even if they could, it's better if you communicate it. Number 4 is body changes. I thought I was going to have this baby. And my stomach was going to like snap back and meet my back. I thought I was going to lose all this weight I had gained because they told me it was water weight and it was all baby and blood. And so I thought, hey, I'm going to pop out this baby. And before I even leave the hospital, I'm going to be licking
good.
That snapback. Can you tell I'm part of the snapback culture? Well, let me tell you something that didn't happen. And I wasn't very big on maternity clothes, something that with my second, I was very big on because they are just so much more comfortable than those non-maternity clothes if you're pregnant. So I thought I was going to snap back. And the truth of the matter is like after you give birth, I would say even the first week after you give birth, you're going to have a belly. And the bad thing about our society is when that belly has a baby, oh, so cute. What a belly. When your belly doesn't have a baby, it's not so cute anymore, according to this society. As if you didn't just push out a baby or carry the baby. Like, this is a natural part of birth, right? But it can make that birthing person feel so disgusted with themselves or have a very negative outlook on the body that they now have after having the baby because they thought they were going to snap back. And so then a lot of people want to get back into the gym. Now, I am all for working out and postpartum. I am also a very big supporter of listening to your body and doing exercises that support you and heal you in the safest way. I will say, I stand by, you do need to exercise. Definitely, you do. Your body will not snap back in that hospital room 3 days after that hospital. It won't. It just won't. You will still have a belly. You know, your boobs are going to get bigger. And if you're not breastfeeding, then they'll, you know, may shrink back. They may not. You're going to shed. You're going to lose your hair. That's all while you're going through that hormonal crash. And so your hormones are going to be unstable. You're not going to be too happy about the way you look. We make the assumption that our bodies are going to snap back. The reality is we have to, again, be patient with ourselves and walking with ourselves with grace to know that we're going to have to put a little effort in. We're going to have to put a little work in. And what's that going to look like for us? Okay. But again, these body issues may also impact our libido because if we don't think we look good, then are we really going to engage in sexual activities with our partners? The way you look physically is going to change. Baby, you just carried a human and gave birth to said human. You did that for 9 to 10 months. So I need you to give yourself 9 to 10 months. After 9 to 10 months, you can be like, what's going on? Especially when it comes to the hair, to the hormones, to the body, to our boobs, to our stomach. It took me longer than 9 to 10 months after my second. Wait, I loved cake with frosting. I loved golden cake with vanilla frosting or chocolate frosting. My sister used to bake me a cake every Friday. And I would eat all of it by myself. After I gave birth to my son, you'd think I was snapping back. It's a work. It was 2 years before I finally felt like, okay, I like this. You have to get to a place where you feel happy with yourself. If you're happy with yourself with the belly and Then good. Then you don't even need to do that because you're happy with who you are. You're happy where you are. This is for the people that feel like they are not happy with their body. Okay? All right. So number five, breastfeeding struggles. Okay, let me tell you guys a secret. After my second, I put him on the boob and I felt my uterus contract every single time he ate. I was like, what's happening? I called the nurse in. I was like, help me understand what's happening. He's on my boob, but I'm feeling my uterus contract. And she starts laughing. And I was not in the least bit joking. She was like, well, you know, yeah, that is something that happens. The more babies you have, the more your uterus has to contract to go back into, to come back to its, you know, shape. And one of the beautiful things about nature is that when you put the baby on your boob, well, the hormone that's released contracts the baby. I believe it's oxytocin. And I was like, how come I didn't feel this with my first? And she was like, did you take an epidural? And I said, yes, I did have an epidural. And I did have some medication afterwards as well because I had teared. And she was like, that's probably why you didn't feel it. She was like, it does go away. You feel it the strongest right after birth, but it does go away. So by the time you go home, you probably won't even feel it anymore. I was so upset. I was livid because I was like, unbelievable. Now, of course, I'm livid. It's clearly like you're livid about what? That your uterus is shrinking back to its original size. Why are you mad about that? Mad about a little pain? And I, you know, they gave me some medication to help with that. But I think for me, it was the fact that I didn't know. So one of the things that I always like to tell women is that are planning on breastfeeding is, but when your baby gets on your boob during the first few hours or days, your uterus will contract. It will feel like a contraction. It will be painful. Okay. So that's one of the breastfeeding struggles that people do not talk about that definitely happens. Another thing is nipples crack. I think the assumption that people have with breastfeeding is like, it's going to be beautiful. Yeah, I'm going to get to connect with my baby, put him on the boob, and they're just going to latch. They're going to know what to do. No. Absolutely not. There's a method to the madness. There's some skills you have to learn how to hold the baby, the different holds. There's a football hold. There's a sideling hold. What are their cues? Did you latch properly? Or maybe does your kid have, you know, a tongue tie and you need to see a specialist for that to help you with that? Like, what are these things? It's beautiful in the sense of that you're able to facilitate nutrients for your child. And that's beautiful. Does that mean that it comes without its little hiccups? No. And it can get frustrating, right? Because you're already not sleeping. You're already dealing with all the things, the previous things we talked about. And now you have breastfeed, like your kid can't eat, like they're having difficulty eating, or it's painful, or you're like, you just don't want, or you're touched out. It's hard. The reality is that there are some beautiful aspects of breastfeeding. There are beautiful benefits of breastfeeding, but there are some other aspects of it as well. I think for me, my biggest pregnancy pain after what we just talked about was the fact that I had to eat. Now you guys heard on my son, I ate a ton, but I'm not a big eater. So it was like, I have to eat. And after 3 months, I didn't want food. I couldn't even look at food. Give me a carrot. So adverse to anything greasy, fattening, as we would describe delicious. Okay. I wanted vegetables, uncooked, unseasoned, unsalted. That's what I wanted. Because I think like I just felt like I just had eaten way too much during the pregnancy. I liked it at the time, but like that's not my usual stance, right? That's not my usual feel. So breastfeeding woes is that you do have to eat. You have to drink lots of water. You're creating nutrients not only for yourself, but also for your child, right? And good nutrients at that. So you need to eat nutritious foods, healthy foods for you and your baby, because you're not only giving your baby some, but you also need it. A reminder, you're not sleeping and you are also healing from birth. I think we covered a lot in this episode to help us really understand some of the things that we assume about pregnancy and postpartum, more postpartum, and the truth. Thank you for listening, everybody. That is the end of our episode. This episode was brought to you by Doula and Divine Support, where we empower you to become the best parents that you want to be before baby even arrives, or maybe after, or maybe while. This is Unmasking Parenting, the podcast, and I'm your host, Dr. Doula. Please feel free to share, like, subscribe, depending on where you're listening, and send this to someone that may need to hear this today. Not because we're trying to scare them into not having babies, but because we want them to be aware, to learn a few things, and to gain some new skills. All right, bye.